escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, and you can see his pretty bald head right there on YouTube as we're streaming this baby live with the Fan Milwaukee on YouTube. And you can watch our guy, Mike Wall, former Packers offensive lineman. Follow him on Twitter at MikeWall68. Mike, thanks for coming on, man. How are you?
I've been great, Sparty. How you doing?
Doing good. So obviously, you're on social media. You deal with Packer fans. I'm sure you saw the gigantic overreaction to what that game was, especially with the offense. I mean, you got Reed in a walking boot. Wicks wasn't really out there. Dobbs, obviously, with a couple of drops. I get that. I mean, was there supposed to be some type of big reaction to preseason game one with the starters playing?
Well, we're supposed to have a pretty good offense, and these guys have been around together. The majority of those guys have been around together for a couple of years now, so you think you're going to perform a little bit better. What usually happens in these situations, and it happened here, is the defenses early in the offseason are just a little bit more physical than the offenses.
Yep.
And I think the Jets certainly were, particularly up front. I think up front, you know, we had some good performances, certainly, if you look at the totality of the game. But there were more than a couple of plays, particularly in the first two series, that the defense got the better of us. That's something you don't want to see. But, you know, like you said, man, it's first preseason game. I mean, the biggest question going into this is whether or not they were going to play at all. So it's like we had this big buildup for drama for not too much output.
Okay, so from an offensive lineman perspective, Mike, I mean, training camp practices, watching the beat writers tweet about it and everything else, you're right. The defense has pretty much been winning throughout training camp, and it appears it's that way across a majority of the league. But from my perspective, it's all about Jordan Morgan, right, at left tackle in this competition with Rashid Walker, who's dinged up and hurt. And then the other guy that everybody's watching on defense, because the Packers pretty much told us this is how we're going to get better on defense, is Lucas Van Ness and the job he's doing. How closely should we be watching this? Or do we get in a position of where we're overanalyzing things? Because, like, today Lucas Van Ness had a big day, like, best day of camp he's had to this point by far.
Which is great. I mean, the fact that we have access to all this stuff is fantastic from a fan perspective. But if you're a player, you're sitting there like, are you really going to judge me play? Are we going to have to go and watch social media play by play, snap by snap?
Yep.
It's a difficult world to live in. I know it's the world that they signed up for, right? But, you know, Jordan Morgan's a prospect. And both these, you're talking about two guys who are really good football players, but unfortunately for them, got drafted in a position where they're expected to contribute right away, and they weren't able to do that at the level that is expected of them, right? So they're just all of this is a consequence of where they were drafted, not necessarily the quality of player that they're going to become. Jordan Morgan looked good in that game. I thought he looked like he fit with, he certainly looks like the part on the field. And we'll have to see how that whole thing plays out. Obviously, he's going to get his chances because of the place he was drafted. And even though I think that Walker has more than earned his spot at the left tackle position. And then you look at Lucas Van Ness, and like, he was a project in college, and then he was a project, but he was also the 13th pick in the draft. And, you know, my notes as I came away from that game were like, he's still a project. Like, he's very blockable. He still doesn't have a lot of go-to moves. He gets to the top of his rushing, ends up with a bull. I know he's a fantastic athlete, and with that effort, you can make some plays in this league. But again, it's like you're setting the bar at 13th pick in the draft, and you know that's a high bar to get over.
I'm gonna go back to Jordan Morgan, if you don't mind, and talk about that matchup against Rashid Walker. When they came out and said, they being the Packers coaches and front office, that this was going to be a competition at left tackle, I rolled my eyes and said, no, it's not. Rashid Walker has that job. But he is in the last year of his deal. If they don't want to pay Rashid Walker, then this really is about finding out whether or not Jordan Morgan can be the left tackle of the future to replace him after this year. Do you foresee it as a real battle, or Rashid Walker just that far and away better that this better not be a competition per se?
Well, if we're just basing it on what we saw last year, I think that just from who's ready to play and contribute right away, it's got to be Rashid Walker. I don't think there's any dispute on that. Now, obviously, we talked about where Morgan was drafted, and again, we're all hoping for the best there. The reality is that if Rashid Walker goes in the free agent market next year, he's probably looking at, like, I don't even want to put a number out there, but it's probably high teens.
Yep.
And that might not be where the Packers want to pay him. So this is if you're a Goody and you get some great years out of Rashid Walker, you draft and develop, he goes off and signs a big contract for somebody else, and you bring in Jordan Morgan, now he's your starting left tackle. That was a great first-round pick, Goody. Way to go. You know, you look really smart. And so I think that's kind of the way these guys are. I have to assume that's how they're thinking about it. I was surprised. We've talked about the Aaron Banks bringing him in, although Elgin Jenkins is probably your second best lineman, and that's kind of weird, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, where does Jordan Morgan fit because of that? But look, if they get quality reps out of him now in the preseason, whether or not he starts or not, if he goes and just is the swing guy, really at every position, you're looking at a really, really valuable piece of the offense, a sixth lineman who's going to play a lot of reps because somebody's going to get hurt. And then it turns into something a lot better than that if you don't have to pay Rashid Walker $18, $19 million next year. And I hope he gets it. But you know, you give him his blessing, and then go on your way. We got Jordan Morgan, perfect opportunity, and Goody will look great. Goody will look like a genius.
Mike Wall, former Packers offensive lineman, follow him on Twitter at MikeWall68. Watch him and me right now on YouTube, the Fan Milwaukee on YouTube live streaming. Catch our shorts, videos, all that fun stuff on YouTube now, or stream us on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Let's talk about defense. They left something to be desired there defensively coming in to this last offseason. It was the same old rhetoric, which is we want to be able to get home with our front four. We want to be able to get there without having to bring a bunch of blitzes and so forth. And they were towards the bottom in the NFL last year, I think second to last in blitz percentage at like 17%. But they really didn't do anything to address the defense line outside of draft a couple guys in the mid to late round. So how does that group become better?
I think... You know, it's such a great question because I was the number one. That was the number one need in the offseason, at least in my book, was can we get a bona fide pass rusher, or does Rashawn Evans kind of reach that form that he had, or even ascend past that form that he had before he got injured? And it looks like the Packers are really banking on the new D line coach to do a lot of that work. You know, coaching is so big in particular positions in the National Football League. I think defensive line or pass rush specialist could be one of those. But it is a real question mark right now coming off that first game of, like, nothing's really changed. And, you know, as you go across the line.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I don't know that I thought that Kenny Clark, when he was coming into his early years in the Packers uniform, if they would have put him out as a penetrating three technique, he could have been an absolute monster. But it's clear that at this point, he plays the way he plays. And as that, kind of Quinnen Williams, to take his counterpart on the Jets, like, he's not that kind of guy. It's not his skill set. And we really don't have, Carl Brooks is going to develop into a situational pass rusher, and I think he's going to be good at it. But as far as an every down guy who could just get after the quarterback in an interior line, don't really have one. And then we also have to account for the fact that they drafted this guy 13, and right now he just doesn't look like he is going to have to be game planned against. And the big question this year, really, sorry, is not Evans, but is Rashawn Gary going to become that player again that you game plan against? If Rashawn Gary becomes that game plan player, that changes what they can do on defense completely. But until they have that guy up front, I think they're going to have to continue to find these really kind of creative ways to get those linebackers home.
It's crazy. Like, we went back and we're looking at Rashawn Gary's numbers. You realize he's never had a double-digit sack year in his career? Ever?
He's just such, the thing about Rashawn Gary is I don't personally like the way he thinks about pass rush, but as far as a player, how he plays against the run, how much energy he brings, the things that he can do just from a pressure standpoint, he's a phenomenal player in the National Football League. He just doesn't quite have whatever that last piece of the puzzle is to get home as much as he probably should, given his talent level.
What about this linebacking core? This is a piece that I think a lot of fans are excited about. A lot of fans are excited about the idea of Edgerrin Cooper taking a next step and becoming a, Pro Bowl type player and so forth athletically. Like, he just, he pops off the tape when you watch him. Quay Walker, it looked like prior to him getting hurt last year that maybe Halfley was starting to figure out how to use him a little bit more as far as attacking the ball carrier and getting after the quarterback with more blitzing. And then there's Isaiah Simmons, who they signed in the offseason, who has not worked out for anybody the way they wanted him to. Arizona drafts him in the top 10. That doesn't work out. And now he's had a couple other stops. Now here he is in Green Bay. He's excited they're going to use him in one way, not ask him to do 100 different things. But watching that first game, you didn't come away probably all that impressed watching Isaiah Simmons. But if they can figure that out, that could be a dynamic three linebacking core.
Yeah, Isaiah Simmons just brings an absolute next level of athleticism to an already athletic linebacking core. There's always different reasons that things don't work out. Where you get drafted really matters for like 99% of the guys in the National Football League. And I'm not saying anything about Arizona, but they don't have a history of developing players maybe at the level that maybe Green Bay does, right? So this could be the stop that changes that. Certainly that first game, I know there's a couple highlights out there, and I watch it on film. Not necessarily comfortable with the defense yet, but let's give him some time. Certainly, an athlete like that, as long as he's got a great attitude, he deserves that time. We owe it to ourselves to give him that time. But I love Cooper. I think he's a special player. I just love his instincts. I thought he was a little bit undersized, and he might be, but it's like he makes up with it in every other way and facet, tangible and intangible asset that he has. The big question for me is Quay Walker. I'm a huge Isaiah McDuffie fan. Quay Walker, and you're right, they did kind of figure out how to get him going downhill. They sent him on a lot more run stunts early last year and at the end of the year before. And it really just kind of triggered him, right? It just gave him that, let's put our blinders on. Let me be a read and react athlete. I don't have to overthink this. And when you're a young player, that's probably the best way to get really comfortable with the game, unless you're just one of those rare guys like an Edgerrin Cooper who's just so instinctual. Give me one assignment. Let me be a read and react guy. Let me build my confidence. So if they figure that out, of course, he's going to take some steps from a maturation standpoint as well. But if they figure that combination out, again, please don't forget Isaiah McDuffie. I think he's a really, really good football player. But I think that's a great room. I'm excited about it.
Talking with Mike Wall, former Packer offensive lineman. Follow him on Twitter at MikeWall68. Joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Fan. Sparky with you. Mecole Hardman is a guy they got in the offseason. To be honest with you, I think a lot of people are like, okay, that's nice. You know, nice veteran wide receiver in the room. Maybe he returns punts and kicks, and that's how he makes the roster. That was not exactly a great debut for Mecole Hardman there in preseason game one. He catches the ball, I think it was inside the five, and then he gets another one that bounces to him, and he can't catch that one cleanly either. Not a great start, but because he's a veteran, I think you probably look past it and know what he's capable of.
Yeah, but every year you got to prove yourself over in the National Football League. That's a talented room. And, you know, the big thing last year coming out of the wide receiver room in general is you've got a lot of guys that, you know, because of the genius that is Matt LaFleur's play calling, sometimes you feel like these guys are almost put in these boxes of things that are going to do in this offense. And, you know, with Matthew Golden coming in, somebody that can probably do everything really, really well, they're going to kind of, I mean, hopefully they expand the kind of the playbook for every single wide receiver and give them an opportunity to kind of take Jordan Love's eyes away from certain players on certain plays and give him maybe a more of a full field read, right? So whether it's Mecole Hardman or Matthew Golden, adding talent to that room is going to be fantastic because iron sharpens iron. And I think that's going to be a tough room to figure out at the end of training camp. But yeah, you know, if you'd like to go as a vet, do I have any cachet or like grace period? Because I made a couple mistakes in my first preseason game here. And I guess the good news is, for him, nobody played well, right? So, you know, maybe he's got some extra shots here, but he's probably going to have to prove himself a little bit more in the second and third preseason games.
The wide receiver drops. You didn't see it your first year with Jordan Love. You saw it last year. You saw it again on Saturday night. Romeo Doubs with a couple, Malik Heath, Luke Musgrave. I mean, there were some guys that should not be dropping the ball that you may be, you know, depending on Malik Heath may not make this team, but the other two guys are definitely going to be on this team. And if they have drop issues again this year, whether it be Reed, Wicks, Doubs, or whatever, they're going to have to think long and hard as far as what they're going to do with that wide receiver room going forward if they have similar drop problems as last year, because Matthew Golden doesn't look like he drops anything.
Yeah, all the reports out of that Matthew Golden's like this, he's kind of a unicorn in the way he moves. His hands are fantastic, and it would be not unprecedented, but it'd be pretty rare where the rookie kind of sets the tone for the entire room and the way that we go about our business. And I don't necessarily think that's the case because I think they got a lot of great pros in that room. But, you know, somebody's got to set the standard. And if it's him, so be it. You know, everybody's got to follow the rookie, then that's what it takes. It's surprising that that particular problem is rearing its head again, not because these guys are literally named receivers. But, you know, after you have a season like you did last year and everybody's kind of talking about the drops maybe more than the production, you know, it's like you go back into the lab and really work that craft. You come back to training camp, you should look fantastic. So, you know, you never know what's happening in between these moments. But I was surprised to see drops going in early here in the preseason.
He is Mike Wall, former Packers offensive lineman. He is great at what he does. Follow him on Twitter at MikeWall68. And as always, Mike Wall, I let you plug on the way out. What you got?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I've been living over in Germany and working with the Frankfurt Galaxy for the last couple, actually almost a year now, Sparky. So when I watch football now, it's like the games start at 12:30, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Crazy.
You got to be a real fan, baby. You got to be a real fan.
That is absolutely crazy. What's the goal? Is the goal to get back over here in the States and start coaching over here again?
No. I work with NFL guys in the States, and I have an absolutely fantastic time. I love what I do over there. I was really interested in, you know, the expansion of football. And you know, coming over here, Sparky, you really get the opportunity to, you know, I've got certain things that I believe would really help as far as player development. And this is a really good laboratory for me to look at it.
That's awesome. Mike Wall, again, former Packers offensive lineman. Follow him on Twitter at MikeWall68. As always, appreciate you coming on. And we'll talk to you, I'm sure, again throughout the season.
Thank you.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.